Did you see the Jazz game last night? They beat the defending NBA champions at Vivint Arena. Final score, Utah 100, Cleveland 92. LeBron James had 29 points for the Cavs, who also got a boost from sharpshooter Kyle Korver. The Cavaliers have now lost three games in a row at Vivint Arena since LeBron James rejoined the team in 2014.
Well, if you didn't have a chance to get to Vivint Arena last night, you could still get a front row seat to future Jazz games through virtual reality. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center to explain. Mary?
Brian, it's like you're sitting on the front row hearing play-by-play.
Batted down by Hood. Jazz have a break with Hill. They'll put it up and in.
A smartphone plus a virtual reality headset means you can get multiple vantage points from midcourt, from both baskets. Also, instant replay, sideline reports. The NBA has partnered with NextVR to broadcast one game every week this season. The Jazz team executives tested the technology during last night's game, and some told the Deseret News that it felt similar to a video game with some pixelation, but NextVR producers say that will only improve. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Well, most of us will never get a chance to sit courtside at a Jazz game. Can't imagine, by the way, what those tickets might have cost for the Cavs to be in town. But now the NBA wants to bring that experience to you through virtual reality. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. How does this work, Mary?
Well, Brian, with a virtual reality headset, you get a front row experience with multiple vantage points and play-by-play, and imagine that while seeing the Jazz beat the Cavs.
Matty, sit back and soak this in. Utah knocking off the world champions.
The NBA has partnered with NextVR to broadcast one game every week this season to NBA League Pass subscribers. Jazz team executives tested out the wraparound 3D technology last night. You can read what they thought of the Deseret News. They say a lot of NBA fans live overseas who may never get to a game. Let me also add, a lot of NBA fans live within this city who may never get to a game. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.